simple。活着为耶稣，指望能单纯。A life that is simple. Actually, I like the Chinese better, even though the original is English. But anyway, living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free, this is the pathway of blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy redemption,Didst give thyself to me. I own no other master. My heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone. This song has been with me a lot the last number of weeks.
过去几周这首诗歌一直在我心里。
Sorry. So, let's sing this.And then, we'll start the meeting.
来，我们一起唱这首诗歌。
Amen.
过去是几周是我的祷告。
I hope it will be all of our prayer.
也成为我们众人的祷告。
That however much time the Lord has given us on earth,
无论主在地上给我们多少时间。
We're here to live for Him.
我们在这地方是向他活。
Not just for the work and not just for service, but for Him.
不光是这个工作和服事，乃是向着主活。
And the first word of this song is living.
这首诗歌的第一个字就是活。
And this is the subject of what I want to share with you.
这也是我要向弟兄给弟兄怎么交通的主题。
And that is how do we live as saints in the Lord's recovery?
我们在主恢复里的圣徒该如何生活
？And the brothers told me that they want me to share something with the young working saints.
弟兄们告诉我，让我向这个。青年的这个工作的圣徒们去交通。
I'm very burdened for this group of saints.
我特别对这批清职的非常有负担。
Because they're the future of the Lord's recovery.
因为这是他们是主恢复的前程。
And I even see some who went through the full-time training.
我在这地方看到有许多参加过全时间训练的弟兄姊妹们。
And you're very dear to me.
你们对我来说是非常的可爱的。
But you're very dear to the Lord also.
你们对主也是非常可爱的。
But I was suggesting that it would be some corporate effort of all the brothers together.
我建议了，实际上盼望我们一同和弟兄们能配搭着来交通。
And that it would be not just one directional that me sharing with you.
就不是只是单方向的我向你们的传讲。
But it would be more interactional.
我是盼望有互动。
But the brothers feel that I should take the opportunity and share all the burdens that I have.
弟兄们就建议让我抓住时间呢，把我心里的负担全部释放出来。
And I want to be honest with you. I have a lot of burdens.
我要跟对你们诚诚实实的讲，我心里面满了负担。
So I said, okay, then I'll just do whatever the brothers tell me to do.
我说好，我就弟兄们让我怎么做我就怎么做。
So the one thing that I was very touched with, I got sick in 2004.
我上一次我2004年生病。
I got cancer and then I was bedridden or resting for 9 months.
那时候我得了癌症。在不能做任何的事情，大约九个月之久。
Before that, I was busy all the time.
在那以前，我是一个大忙人。
I wasn't busy for my own business.
当然，我不是为了我自己的生意或什么事情来忙碌。
I gave up my business in 1982.
我在1982年放弃了我的生意。
I told my wife one time, in the middle of the night.
有一天晚上，他对他的太太说。告诉他太太
I said, I just thought about the way to make my first $1,000,000.
我已经盘算出如何赢得我一生中第一个$1,000,000.
She thought I was talking in my dreams.
她认为我是在说梦话。
She turned to the other side and continued to sleep.
她转过身去就又睡觉了。
Well, a few days later,
几天以后
Brother Lee called me.
李弟兄给我打电话。
And I started serving the Lord full time.
我就放弃了一切，全时间来服侍主了。
And I've been very happy since that time.
从那时候以来，我是非常的喜乐。
And last year I had my second stroke.
去年我得了第二次的这个中风。
And I was in Korea.
我那时候在韩国。
And after the stroke, the occupational therapist came to me.
当中风以后呢，那个理疗的医师告诉我，
she said most people that have stroke has depressions.
他说大部分中风的人会这个有这个忧郁症。
So I want to know if you're depressed.
我想知道你有没有忧郁。
I said I'm not depressed.
我告诉他说我没有忧郁。
She said then why are you not smiling?
他说你为什么不笑呢？
I said, give me a reason, I'll smile. I don't smile for no reason.
我说你给我一个要笑的原因呢，不让我笑什么。
And so she thought I was hiding my feeling.
她以为我把我的感觉隐藏起来了。
So she said, well, have you thought about death?
她问我说你有没有想到过死呢？
I said, oh yeah, I died almost three times in the last 10 years.
Oh, 我说是啊，我过去十年有三次差点就死了。
I almost died and I thought about death.
我差点就死了，我当然想到过死。
But I'm not afraid.
但是我不怕。
And then she said, are you satisfied with your life?
她问我说，你对你的人生满足吗？
I said, very satisfied.
我说非常满足。
I'm very happy.
非常高兴。
I could have made my $1 million.
我可以赚我的一百万。
I wouldn't be as happy as in the last 30 years.
但我知道我过去那些年日，如果我只是赚钱，我不会喜乐的。
And I shared that a month ago.
我大约一个月前也分享了这些见证。
With 900 brothers and sisters who were in big business, really, really big business.
是跟那个900多个做生意的弟兄姊妹交通的。
And we sang this hymn again.
我们再唱这首诗歌。
Oh, so many of them, they were just touching their heart.
啊，这首诗歌就摸到了他们许多的人。
You know, in Chinese it says, living for Jesus, a life that is simple.
你要知道诗歌的第一节他讲到说，为活着为耶稣指望能单纯。
And that's a secret to the Christian life.
这是基督徒生活的秘诀。
And so anyway, back to my sickness 10 years ago.
我再回到我十年前得病。
So I was extremely busy before that time.
啊，在得病以前我是非常忙的一个人。
And then suddenly I got stopped.
突然我的一切的忙碌就要停下来了。
Completely.
啊，完全就是完全要停下来。
And then I thought about, well, what is the Christian life?
那个时候我就开始想和问什么是基督徒的生活。
And I thought about what Brother Lee shared.
我又想到李弟兄交通过的。
You know, Brother Lee, towards the last part of his life, he shared about three things.
李弟兄在他晚年的时候交通了三件事情。
The first one is the high peak of the divine revelation.
第一个就是神圣启示的高峰。
The second is the God-man living.
第二就是神人的生活。
And the third one is to shepherd according to God.
第三就是照着神牧养。
And I'm very thankful to the Lord that in the last 20 years, since he passed away, we're very much into the first thing.
我对为了过去二十年，自从李弟兄过世以后，我们一直留在这个神圣启示的高峰里，我非常感谢主。
And we're somewhat into the third thing, you know, the shepherding according to God.
我们也多多少少摸到照着神牧养这一面。
At least we try.
但是最起码我们在试。
But the matter of the God-man living.
但是关于神人生活。
We know about it, but I don't think many people will touch about this matter.
我知道我们大部分人都知道，但是很少有人摸到这些点。
At least I wasn't touched.
最起码我自己没有被摸到。
And I remember in 1994.
我记得1994年的时候。
And Brother Lee, because of atrial fibrillation, he went into hospital.
因为他的心脏有问题，住院了。
And after he came out, he stopped all his activities.
但出来以后呢，他也把他的所有的活动都停下来了。
And the first time that he spoke again.
当他第一次再释放信息的时候。
It was April of 1994.
是1994年的四月份。
And if you read that book, The High Peak of the Divine Revelation and the Reality of the Body of Christ, that book.
啊，你如果读那本书叫《神圣启示的高峰和基督身体的实际》那本书。
That was the fellowship in April of 1994 when he first came out.
那是他病好以后，1994年四月份重新释放信息。
And sure, he shared about the high peak of the divine revelation. Everybody knows that.
当然，他释放了神圣启示的高峰，每个人都知道。
But besides that, he shared about the God-man living.
在那以外，他分享了释放了神人生活。
And a lot of people they missed that point.
大部分的人没有抓住那个要点。
I say I was one of them.
我要承认，我也是其中之一。
And then when I got sick 10 years ago,
当十年前我自己得病的时候，
then I was touched.
我开始被主摸到。
And it started out with this.
是这样开始。
Brother Lee, he asked.
李弟兄问过他自己。
In John chapter 6, verse 57.
在约翰福音六章五十七节
The Lord said as the living father sent me
啊，活的父怎样差遣我
And I live because of the father
我又因父活着
And he said What does it mean for the Lord to say I live because of the father
他就问主说我又因父活着到底是什么意思
What is involvedIn the word I live.
那个在我活那里面到底有哪些事情在里面
It's not that I work because of the Father.
他并没有说我是因为父来做工的
But I live because of the Father.
但他说我是因父活着
So how did this person live?
所以我们要看到一个人是怎么活的
And then he said, The Lord lived on the earth for 33.5 years.
李弟兄说，主活在地上三十三年半。
He only worked for 3 years.
他的工作只有三年半，三年。
And his work of redemption only took 6 hours.
他真正的救赎的工作只有六个小时。
But his living took 30 years.
但是他的生活，为人生活却是三十年。
In other words.His living was 10 times more important than his work.
这也就是说，他活的那一部分是十倍的强过他的工作的那一部分。
It took him 30 years to live out what it is to be a God man.
就是说，他花了三十年活出神人的生活。
Then he went on to describe how this living should be.
接下来他就描述这个神人生活，主耶稣是怎么活的。
And I know a lot of the young people. They say, "I'll never get to that."
啊，我知道很多年轻人会说，我不会到那地方，到那个时候。
I can't even live my human life now.
我现在连我这个为人的生活都不容易。
This God man living, I can't. It's too much for me.
那个神人生活对我来说就太，太多了。
Well, guess what?The Christian life is this life.
但是我要告诉你，一个基督的生活就是这样的生活。
You know, in English, you have the word life and living.
啊，我们知道在英语里面有生活和生命这两个词。
But living sometimes means life.
啊，但是我们很多时候这个生活是意思就是生命。
But what we're saying now is our living, not just the life that we receive inwardly.
我们今天要讲。不光是讲我们里面接受的生命，我们更是要讲我们的生活。
How we live.
啊，我们如何来生活
？Okay, so this weekend we're going to have six times of getting together.
这一个周末我们有六堂的聚集。
So living, I have one English alphabet for each meeting.
啊，这个英语的词 living 就是生活这个词。有六个英文字母
so,
我们每一堂聚会会讲一个字母
So this is the first meeting And it's living
这是第一堂聚会我们要讲生活
And then the second meeting It's going to be on initiative Taking initiative
第二个就是要要这个主动
And I'm going to share with the young people The young workers Something very practical
今天我要和年轻的在职的圣徒们交通一些非常实际的点。
I don't want to be just talking about teaching a doctrine to you.
我今天我这个周末不和你们讲任何的道理。
I want to show you how then shall we live.
我要讲我们该如何的生活。
So the second meeting tomorrow morning is going to be on taking the initiative.
明天上午的聚会我们就会交通如何主动的进取。
And then the third meeting is V, that's for vital group.
第三堂聚会我们会讲活力牌。你能不能把它打上来
？Yeah, get the PowerPoint.
在了。
Okay, good. The third meeting is on vital groups.
第三个就会讲活力牌。
And you'll be surprised what I share.
到时候你会吃惊，我要交通什么
？Then the fourth meeting is on I for intensification.
第四堂聚会我们会交通加强。
That's the age that we're in now.
我们现在所处的时代就是加强的时代。
And then the fifth meeting is N for the new revival.
第五堂聚会我们会交通 N 就是新的复兴
What is the revival, new revival and how can we all get into the new revival
到底什么是新的复兴我们如何达到新的复兴
And then the last one is the goal of our Christian life、
啊、最后就是我们基督徒生活的目标到底是什么
Okay Just be prepared that you'll be challenged
Just 你要预备着你要接受你会被挑战你也预备好接受挑战
I'm not here to give you a message
我在这地方不是要给你们信息
I'm here to present to you what God's word says
我要在这地方把主话里面到底在讲什么陈明给弟兄姊妹们
and what is the kind of living that the Lord wants us to have
到底主要我们过一个什么样的基督徒生活我们把它陈明出来
you know, as important that is, as it is for us to have the church life
当然、okay, 就像我们教会生活同样重要一样
The church life is based on our daily life
教会生活是根据我们日常的生活
If we don't have a healthy daily life We don't have the church life
如果没有一个健康的日常生活我们不可能有健康的教会生活
The children of Israel They have to live on a good land
你们知道我们知道以色列这个以色列子民需要活在美地上
They only go to the feast three times a year
他们一年只有三次上到耶路撒冷过节
The rest of the time they have to labor on the good land
其他时间需要在美地上劳苦
And it's not something very spiritual It's what they do every day when they're raising their children When they're having their living When they're living their human life They have to live on the good land
这地方不是属灵不属灵的问题无论他们生养孩子还是要在这地方种地做生过生活他们都需要在那美地上日常的生活
So when they were in Egypt that's one kind of living
当他们在埃及的时候那是一种的生活
And then when they came out of Egypt and they were in the wilderness that's another kind of living
他们出了埃及来到旷野那是另外一种的生活
But God's intention is that they get into a third kind of living
但是神的目的是要让他们进到另外一种第三种的生活
So the Christian life is a life that should be on the good land
基督徒的生活应该是一种在美地上经营的生活
I think there is a song that says Lord lead me on to Canaan's table land
啊，有一首诗歌我们讲到说主把我们带到更高之地
The Christian life should not be in the low land It should be on the high land
基督徒生活不应该是在低的地方应该是高应该是更高之地
Well I want to tell you that this living is attainable
我要告诉弟兄姊妹们这种生活是可以过到的
And those that went to the full time training
那在座的去参加全世界训练的
They have very wonderful time in 2 years
他们那两年里面有非常美好的时光
But I'm sorry to say a lot of them when they came out of the training they don't know how to live
但是我非常抱歉的说有很多人从训练里出来以后他们不知道该如何过生活
That's not their fault I fault myself
这不是他们的错我首先要错在我自己身上
We haven't given enough sharing on how we should live the Christian life
因为我们在训练里面没有交通足够的如何过正常的基督徒生活
So this weekend that's what we want to talk about
这个周末这就是我们要交通的
We want to live the proper Christian life
我们要过一个合适的正常的基督徒生活
Especially now in the Lord's recovery
特别今天在主的恢复里
In the 20th century
在二十世纪的时候
With a second generation, third generation How should we live?
对关于尤其是我们有第二代第三代的弟兄姊妹们我们该怎么过日子
And during the time when I was sick 10 years ago I met a brother
十年前我生病的时候我遇见一位弟兄
He is a very successful businessman
他是一个很成功的企业家
And he always felt that his business was his hindrance
他老是觉得他的生意成了他的拦阻
He hoped that one day he could get out of his business and be a full-timer.
他盼望有一天他把他的生意放下，能全时间服侍主。
And kept asking me how to be an overcomer.
他一直在问我，我如何成为一个得胜者。
So I got burdened.
所以我也就有了负担。
I said, I'll write the letter to you.
所以我说我给你写封信。
After I wrote the first letter,
我写了第一封信。
I said, that's not enough. I need to write 10 letters to you.
我觉得不够，我说我觉得给你要写10封信。
So I managed to only write two.
但是我最后只写了两封信。
But I feel very good about it.
但我感觉非常好。
Because this is not a sermon.
因为这不是讲道。
This is a real fellowship on how to live the God-man living.
因为这是关于如何活一个神人生活非常合适的交通。
How to live in John 6:57.
如何来活？约翰福音六章五十七节。
It says, "As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father."
那地方说到，正如活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着。
Not I work, because of the Father.
他没有说我是因着父来做工的。
And then he says, "He that eats me, even he shall live because of me."
他说。吃我的人照样吃我的人也要因我活着
And so I pass out that letter to you
我让弟兄怎么把那两封信发下去了
And I wonder if we can spend the first half an hour to go over that letter
我盼望用三十分钟时间我们把那封信一起过一下
And that would be my fellowship with you first And then I want to share something more
这就是我要这个
Can I have
交通的
a copy?
来我们借一份哇
Yeah, thank you.
就不用翻了
啊，
这个就不用翻译了，你就交通就好了，因为大家都有中文英文，好吧？
哦、oh, ，OK。
你们都有中文英文，所以呢，我们就不用翻译了，好不好？就跟着余弟兄走就好了。我稍微他有些转的地方，我就点一下就好了，
right.
好吧？明白
？OK, good.
线上的弟兄姊妹们，你们听着就好了，明白
？So, I'll just read this letter to you. It's a pretty self-explanatory.For a long time, I have been burdened to write to fellowship with you concerning how to live a God-man life practically, especially for those that are as busy as you are. How can they live out Christ, that is, live out a God-man life on the earth in their daily living? The Lord Jesus said in 6:57, As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, evenHe shall live because of me. Can somebody read it for me?
Yeah, let me read it for you.
Yeah, okay, you read it for me.
Amen. The Lord Jesus said in John 6:57, As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. This speaks of the Lord's living on the earth, as well as livingthat his believers, his followers, should have. Our daily living should be exactly the same as the Lord's. The Lord's living is not only a moral one, a holy one, but also the one that is because of the Father. His will is that every one of us believers would be like him, living because of the Lord. This is the standard of a believer and the living that God has ordained.For every one of his children. Speaking of living, many brothers and sisters do not have much feeling on this matter. They treasure the Bible and regard the truth in it as maxims full of wisdom. They know that as Christians, they needed to fulfill certain requirements, such as reading the Bible, praying, attending meetings, and so forth. They also try their best to fulfill these requirements.Faithfully as good Christians. However, they do not feel that their living is the totality of their Christian experiences. If a person does not have the proper Christian living, neither does he have the real Christian experience. Christian experience is not found in the doctrines, the creeds, or the religious rites, but in the daily living. What the whole New Testament describes is a kind of a living.First, it describes the living of an individual. Then it describes the living of a group of people whose gospel is actually their living. To the people around them, their living is a gospel. So when Paul was in Thessalonica, he did not preach the gospel in word only, but also by what kind of man we were among you for your sake. His person became his gospel. Now to the people around us,Is our living a gospel or a stumbling block? Chinese also makes the distinction between teaching and by verbal instruction, and teaching by personal examples. Is our gospel preaching done by verbal instruction or by personal examples? We say we are the Lord's witnesses. All witnesses should witness something through their living that causes the people to know that the Lord is real and living. Our testimony is not just the words in our mouth, but the kind of living we live out. This living is one that testifies that the Lord is real and living. If some people live in this way, the Lord will be magnified and shown as real through them. In the prison of Philippi, Paul lived such a life of magnifying Christ, a life that let people see Christ through him. If we remove this from the New Testament will be empty. A faith without living is a faith in doctrine. God regards this matter so much that he sent his only begotten Son on purpose to show us a kind of living. Christ could have bypassed the human living. He could have gone to the cross to accomplish redemption right away, but he did not do that. Instead, he took ample time, that is 33 and a half years, to show us how God lives as a man. He spent only 6 hours on the cross and 3 days in the tomb, but he spent 33 and a half years to live a human life on the earth. Actually, he came so that a man can see how men should live their human life. I have to ask a question. Do we have two kinds of living or one? Do we have one kind of living in the meetings and another kind of living in our daily life? Or do we have one kind of living during prayer time and another kind of living after we finish praying? Is our daily life the extension of our meeting life? Is our living outside our prayer time the same as the one during our prayer time? The Godman living should not be expressed only during our meetings and prayer time, but also in our daily life. We should not have two kinds of living, but only one kind, the Godman living. This living includes our daily living during the meetings and prayer time, but definitely not to be restrained only these times. The Godman living is the totality of our entire daily living. Some Christians live an amphibious life. An amphibious life is to live in two different kinds of environments, sometimes in water and sometimes on land, sometimes in one environment and sometimes in another. When in water, they find a companionship with the fish and the crabs. When on land, they find a companionship with the animals and the beasts. When they are with one group of friends, the other group is kept outside the door. When they are with the other, the first is never invited. Sometimes they come out of water onto the land, and sometimes they jump right back to the water from the land. These Christians divided their living clearly into two realms, the heavenly realm and the earthly realm, one for God and the other for themselves. These two realms comprise two kinds of environments, two kinds of friends, two kinds of conversations, and two kinds of atmospheres. In prayer time, they are with one group of people. In another kind of atmosphere, it's in one kind of atmosphere. When the meeting is over, they quickly join a different group of people, assume a different tone and a conversation, and even put on different clothing. At one time, they are in the Lord. Another time, they are in the world. Some even boast how quickly they could switch roles and amply deal with two kinds of people in two kinds of environments. They can be divine and human, spiritual and earthly, living in the Lord and living in the world. They do not understand that the Godman living revealed in the Bible is only one kind of living. It is not one thing, one living divided into two kinds, but two living lived as one, just as Christ's divinity and humanity are not divided into two, but mingled as one. His living is not divided into a divine part and a human part, but one that is divine yet human, and a human yet divine simultaneously. Christ did not make friends with sinners at one moment and then change an environment to fellowship with the Father and the angels. But while he feasted with the sinners and the tax collectors, he did so with his heavenly life. And while he fellowshipped with the Father alone in wilderness, he did so fully as a man. He was a man living in God, and a God living in a man. His living was the living of a God-man. This is the pattern of the first God-man, and also the kind of living that all God-men should live. A man who lives the God-man living is a man who lives for God's will in everything. His birth, as written in John 1:13, begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. In the same way, his human living after his birth should also not be of blood, the will of the flesh, or the will of man. He should care for God's will in everything, fellowship with God in all things, and take every aspect of his living as a part of his services to God. Every little detail of his living should be done in the Lord's name and for God's glory, for him to grow up into him in all things. In Ephesians 4:15, means not only to grow up into him in spiritual things, such as prayer and meetings, but also to let Christ be the head in everything in his daily living, so that he may grow up into him. We all admit that in prayers and meetings, we need to live absolutely for God and according to God, and that only this kind of prayers is the prayers according to God's heart desire, the prayers that he wants. Yet, have we ever thought that such a requirement is fitting and necessary, not only in prayer time, but also in every aspect of our daily living, outside the prayer time, prayer meetings? We know that God does not listen to the prayers contrary to his will, and that if we want our prayer be answered, we need to live absolutely for God and according to God in our attitude. Since God has such a requirement for prayers, wouldn't he have the same requirement for everything else? If a prayer contrary to his will or not absolutely for him cannot be accepted by him, can a living contrary to his will and not absolutely for him be accepted by him? Can such a living be approved by him? Since the requirement for our prayer is so high, can the requirement for our living be lower? Since the requirement for our prayer is so strict, can the requirement for our living be looser? Since we need to depend on him and trust in him helplessly and absolutely in our prayers, we also need to depend on him and trust in him helpless in our living. Just as any prayer uttered not according to this principle is meaningless, absurd, and offensive to the Lord, likewise, any detail of our living, including our handling of money, managing of time, utilizing of resources, and exercising of capability, is also meaningless, absurd, and offensive to the Lord if not carried out in the principles of depending on him and trusting in him. What reason there is for us to believe that the Lord would have one kind of requirement for our prayer and another for our living? What the Lord requires from our prayer is what he requires from our living. In fact, our prayers need to reach God's standard, so that our living may also reach God's standard. If our living does not reach the standard of our prayers, isn't our prayer in vain? A godly prayer is for a godly living. No one wants to lose temper in prayers. So why can we, why can one lose temper in daily living? No man thinks that he wants to curse his wife or subordinate in prayers. So why can the, can we, can he curse his wife or subordinate in daily living? In John 15:7, the Lord connects the answering of our prayers with our abiding in the Lord. If we pray but do not abide in the Lord in our living, will this kind of prayers be answered by the Lord? The answering of prayers is found not only in the things prayed, but more so in our abiding in the Lord and the Lord's word abiding in us in our daily living. This is the proper issue of prayers. A prayer that comes out of the abiding in the Lord should produce a living abiding in the Lord. Without this living, prayers are not up to the standard and have not been answered. The spirit of our prayers should be the spirit of our living. If our living does not match the spirit of our prayers are invalid. If we pray to be filled with the Spirit, but do not desire to be filled with the Spirit at all in our daily living, this is like asking wings from the Lord, but not desiring to fly at all. Could God answer such a prayer?
Break here.
Amen.
This is called asking evilly in the Bible, which cannot be answered. What is it to ask evilly? It is to ask for something that you do not want or do not wish to happen. If one prays to be filled with the Spirit, but does not desire to be filled with the Spirit in daily living, isn't this to ask evilly? Many Christians do not have such an understanding. Therefore, they have two kinds of living, one before God and the other before man, one in the church and the other in the world. They live in such a contradiction. As such, their conscience condemns them, and others also criticize them rightly. The book of Leviticus in the Old Testament says that two kinds of seed should not be sown in the field, and neither should two kinds of material be made into a garment, Leviticus 19:19. But these Christians think that they can mix two kinds of living together. Not only do they sense contradiction and difficulty, others also see conflict and hypocrisy in them. On one hand, they act as if they fear God very much in church meetings and prayer time. On the other hand, they are exactly the same as worldly people in their spending of money and time and in their anxieties, worries, feasts, labors, and entertainment. They appear to be sober in the church, but as soon as they walk out the door of the church, they put on a worldly face, haggling over every ounce with people and talking loudly over politics and economics. This kind of behavior causes the worldly people around them to mock and sneer at them. They think that believing in Jesus is so superficial and hypocritical because believers' living and spirituality are two different things. When prayer time comes, they act pious and sober, but in their daily life, they joke and make fun freely, just as the worldly people do. Thus, they become the laughingstock for the people around them. Not because they are not spiritual, but because they are only spiritual in certain occasions. They are only spiritual when they want to be, in their chosen times and places. But they are the same as, or even worse than, worldly people in all other times and places. There is such a brother, Brother Zhang, who never misses any church meeting. If you don't see him in a weekly meeting, he must be either sick or have gone on a business trip. He is such a good believer who makes it to every church meeting regardless of rain or wind. But in his daily life, such a good brother jokes freely like others and goes about doing silly things with silly people, fooling around and gossiping. To him, Entertainment and amusement are important. Social activities and parties are necessary. He befriends with worldly people and chats about current affairs. If you ask him why he lives this way, he would give you the same answer as the worldly person does, to go along with others only. He does not fall into obvious sins, but quite often he walks on the borderline. He needs to know that the Bible condemns this kind of living just as a fully corrupted and adulterous one. He is the same as a most heinous sinner living a godless life in a godless culture. He cannot assume that just because he often attends church meetings, his living can be the same as the worldly people. Nor can he think that just because he participates in some church services, he can be loose in his friendship with people. If you ask him why he likes certain people and dislikes others, while dislikes others, his answer to you is the same as that from an unbeliever. Okay, you want to take it?
Go.
But when it comes to spiritual matters, this brother still has a strong view. If you suggest that it's okay to miss a church meeting, or that man can live without faith, he would do his best to argue with you. He would insist that Christians must attend church meetings and pray, and can also prove persuasively to you that the Christian faith is reasonable. He would not even be afraid to preach a little gospel and share a little testimony with people. But he would do so only when he is in a good mood, and he would be done as soon as he finishes speaking. He does not care about other souls and would not pray for them seriously. If others advise him to spend more time taking care of his career, money, entertainment, and amusement, or to pay more attention to his family and children, he would not think that he should be cautious of this, or this would have any threat or damage to his spiritual life. He never thinks that this is to be anxious and calculating for the things of this life, that the Lord Jesus in the Gospels has warned the disciples to guard against. He cannot agree with people and talks that condemn such anxious seeking and seek that they are too extreme. But consider this. Isn't it a contradiction for a person to sound very spiritual in prayer meetings, yet live a life full of anxieties and worries like a worldly person? Are these two utterly incompatible? If his church meetings and prayers do not affect his living, his choices of profession, his handling of finance, his management of family, and raising up of children, you may say his spiritual activities do not affect him at all. If a person follows all rules and considers himself a follower of the Lord, yet does not express the Lord and live by him in his daily life, how pitiful is this? While pious behavior and holy living alone cannot please the Lord, merely calling him Lord by the lips and sanctifying his name in prayers cannot either. If our failing to pray is offensive to the Lord, our failing to live a holy life is offensive to him too. If something is not fitting to be brought up in prayers, it should not be brought up in daily living either. If a person takes heed to himself only in prayers, but is loose in his living, financing, parenting, speaking, giving up of the self, and managing of personal affairs, he is weak and powerless. He is a weak and powerless Christian with no testimony. His spirituality at best can only affect himself, but it can never affect others nor produce any impact on others.
All right. You get the point, and I asked you after the meeting today to finish reading this. There are two more pages.
我相信弟兄姊妹抓住这个要点了，盼望聚会结束以后，你们能把这后面的读完，还有大约两页。So
we're talking about how to live the Christian life.
我们在讲交通如何过一个正常的基督徒生活。
And tomorrow and the day after, we're going to talk about how to serve the Lord, based on this living.
我们明后天会交通如何借着这个生活来服侍主。
But I'm very burdened for the working saints.
我对这个在职的圣徒们非常有负担。
I know this is the area that really needs fellowship.
我知道这是我们非常需要交通的一块。
Okay, now I would want to show you a few things on the PowerPoint.
下面我用这个 PPT 会做几个档案。你回到那个英文的可以吗？那英文会有。
Okay, first of all, I want to show you what I've been doing the last week.
The third one. Okay, this one. Yeah.
Yeah. This is what I've been doing the last 3 months.And that is going through brotherly's old Bibles.
我过去三个月一直在把李弟兄用过的圣经里面一些注解和笔记整理出来。
So what you're seeing here, nobody has seen it.
你这地方看，你们在这地方看到的是从来没有是让人从别人从来没有看过的。
You're seeing it for the first time.
你们这地方是第一次，你们是最先看到的。
So the first one is a footnote on Matthew chapter 5 and 7.
第一个的笔记是马太五章到七章的一些笔记，是1937年写的。
And for some of you, you know, Matthew 5 and 7 is talking about the kingdom.
我们知道，读过这几章圣经的知道，那是讲到国度。
But it talks about the kingdom living, not the kingdom doctrine.
但是这地方讲的不是国度的道理，那是国度的生活。
It's that you shouldn't be anxious about your living.
他那地方讲到说，你不要为明天忧虑，不要为生活忧虑。
That is not a matter of doctrine.
那不是一个教训。
Are you worried like the worldly people?
你是不是像属世的人一样，在那地方有忧虑
？And the kingdom people are those people that do not worry.
国度子民是不应该有忧虑的。
And I don't care if you're full-timer or no full-timer.
我也不管你是不是全时间服侍，不全时间服侍。
If you're a full-timer and you worry about your living all the time, you're not worthy of a full-timer.
如果你一个全时间的还在担心你的生活，你不配做全时间。
But if you live like the kingdom, in Matthew chapter 5 to 7,
你如果像马太五章到七章这个国度的生活一样这样生活
，even if you're not a full-timer, you are a full-timer.
即使你不是全时间服侍的，实际上你就是全时间。
So anyway, that footnote says that Matthew 5 to 7 is divided into 7 sections.
这个注解里面讲到说，马太五章到七章有七。分成七个部分
，and everything is about the kingdom living.
每一个点都是关于国度的生活。
And then I have another footnote that was taken from First Corinthians.
另外一个注解是从哥林多前书二章三章拿出来的。
And you know that the First Corinthians talk about 3 kinds of people.
我们知道在哥林多前书讲到三类的人。
Those that live according to the flesh, those that live according to the soul, and those live according to the spirit.
照着肉体生活的，照着魂生活的，照着灵生活的。
Now that is not the doctrine of the tripartite man.
这不是照着三部分的人的这个那个一个教训。
That talks about 3 kinds of living.
那是讲到三种的生活。
Some people just live completely for their body.
有些人是完完全全是为了他们的身体来生活的。
And some live for their soul and they're called soulish men.
有些人是只为他们的魂来生活的，那是属魂的人。
And the living that is entirely for the flesh is in Egypt.
那所有只是为身体而劳苦的人，那是活在埃及。
Or in the outer court.
或者是在照着帐幕来说是在外院子。
And those that are living in the soul are in the wilderness.
那些照着魂生活的是在旷野里生活的人。
Once in a while, they get the quail coming and the manna coming to feed them miraculously.
他们是盼望着有这个鹌鹑来，有这个玛拿来，就是很这个神迹似的让他们得饱。
They come to the meeting and they expect manna to come.
他们来到聚会的地方呢，就盼着有玛拿降下来。
They get out of the meeting and they're living another kind of way.
那离开聚会以后，就完全另外一套的生活。
Well, that's a soulish man.
那是属魂的人。
And then there's the spiritual man.
接下来就是属灵的人。
And so God's calling is for his people to get out of the first living and the second living to live in the third kind of living.
神呼召他的子民要从第一种的生活和第二种的生活出来，进到第三种的生活。
And it is out of the third kind of living that the temple is built.
是借着第三种的生活，圣殿才得以建立。
Of course, the temple is the church life.
当然我们知道这个圣殿就是教会生活。
So the church life comes out of a daily life that experiences Christ.
我们的教会生活是借着我们日常生活里面对基督的经历而有的。
Now, please turn to the next frame.
啊，我们下一个。
And the next frame is taken from the overcoming life.
这一段呢，是从尼弟兄得胜的生命第二篇信息来的。
And the overcoming life is by Watchman Nee.
这本书是尼弟兄写的。
In 1935.
是1935年写的。
It's actually the basis of the normal Christian life.
这也是正常基督徒生活这本书的前奏。
And there, Brother Nee described what is the normal Christian life.
这地方讲到，你弟兄讲到什么是正常的基督徒生活。
So here he listed nine.
这地方他列了九个方面。
Number one, it is a life that is delivered from, free from sin.
第一个是脱离重罪的生命。
I'm sorry, but some of our young people they went through the full-time training.
我知道在座的有些人经过了全时间训练。
But even now they cannot be delivered from sin.
但是就是现在我也知道你们有些还是没有办法脱离所有的罪。
God has no intention that we overcome sin by ourselves.
神没有意思让我们自己胜过罪。
But here, that's the wording. God ordained Christian life.
但是呢，有一个，这是神所定规的基督徒的生命。
That's taken directly from that book.
就是从那本书来的。
Number one, a life that is in intimate fellowship with God.
接下来是与神有亲密交通的生命。
Number three, a life that is fully satisfied in the Lord.
是因主完全满足的生命。
Number four, a life that affects others.
第四是充满感力的生命。
Is your life affecting others?
你的生命有没有影响到别人？
Are they coming to the Lord because of you?
他们因着你，有没有人因着你而转到主面前呢？
You know, one of the things about the God ordained way is we should all preach the gospel. Why?
神命定之路的一个方面就是我们每一个人都应该成为传福音的人。
Because when you start preaching the gospel, you're the first one that got saved.
为什么呢？因为当你传福音的时候，第一个得救的就是你。
When you share Christ with others and affect others, that's what the normal Christian life is.
当你分享基督影响到别人的时候，那就是正常基督徒的生活一部分。
Then a life that is free from the power of sin, a life that overcomes all the environment.
另外这个生命是能够胜过所有环境的生命。
Are we in the same kind of anxiety as the world?
我们是不是像其他所有的人一样，在世界上有许多的忧虑？
If we are, we're not living in Canaan.
如果我们是那样的话，我们还没有进到生活在迦南美地的生活。
Then a life with the ability to do good, a life that is filled with light,
是有行善能力的生命，是蛮有亮光的生命，
that is sanctified,
是完全成圣的生命。
So Brother Nee was describing an overcoming life.
尼弟兄在描述一个得胜的生命。
And he said then that this life is not attained. In other words, you strive for it.
这个他说到这个生命不是我们能竭力得着的。
It is a life that is not attained, but a life that is obtained.
但是是一个生命我们可以接受的。
Well, you can read that book. But I'm just describing to you what a Christian should be. Normal, not super normal.
我在描述一个基督徒的生活，正常的生活，不是超级的基督徒，那是个正常的。
Okay, I hope that you get the point from now, up till now.
我盼望你到目前为止领受了我要交通的负担。
Now my speaking is turning.
现在我要接下来我要开始我的说话要转了。
Because I know that when we talk to the young people.
我知道我在和青年人交通的时候。
They said, well, how do I apply it?
我怎么把你交通的应用呢？
And you know, when I talk to these business people.
当我和那些这个企业家交通的时候。
After a while, they said, "Well, what's the action point?
Give me the action point." 他们听了几句，他们就说，你好了，告诉我们该怎么做吧。
Okay, here's the action point.
现在我告诉你们该怎么行动啊。
So for the next half hour, I'm going to give you some action points.
下面三十分钟，我要给你一些该如何实行的点。
And I think it was in St. Louis. I said, I'm giving you four apps.
我记得是在这个国商节特会，在 St. Louis， 我说我给你四个 app。
You know, you have this iPhone. It's wonderful.
啊，你有这个这个智能手机。
It can do
it. 苹果手机。
It can do everything.
可以做所有的事情。
But you need the apps.
但是你需要 apps.
If you don't have the apps, none of those would mean anything to you.
你如果没有那些应用程式的话，什么都不能做。
Okay, so I'm going to give you four apps.
所以我现在给你们四个应用的程式。
And load that into your iPhone and load that into your Christian life.
把它装到你的手机里面，装到你的基督徒生活里面。
It's going to be useful.
一定会有用的。
Okay, so next frame, please.
下一个。
Four apps for our living.
四个应用程式。
The first is to manage our time.
首先第一个就是如何来管理你的时间。
The second is manage our finance.
管理你的财务。
The third one, you wouldn't think about that.
第三个恐怕你从来没想过。
But you have to manage your relationship.
你怎么来管理你的各种的关系？
You know, if you get on the social media and you're not careful, suddenly you have relationships that is beyond your control.
你如果来到社交网站上，你一不小心就会受到很多的影响。
Manage your relationship.
要管理你的各种的关系。
Then last one, you wouldn't think about that. Manage your information.
第四个，你更不会想要管理你的信息。
You know, this generation, whatever X generation, Y generation, Z generation.It's a generation of information overload.
也不管你是 X 代还是 Y 代 Z 代，反正这一个代这一代的人呢是信息爆炸。
Okay, if your time is out of control, if your finance out of control, if your relationship out of control, if the information that comes to you is beyond your control, you don't have a living.
如果这四件事情都是你管不了的时候，你没有一个生活。
So it's very simple.
所以很简单。
Take control of these four things.
把你如果要好好管理这四件的话，这四件事的话就好了。
And I'm just sharing with you a practical experience.
我给你们交通一些很实际的应用。
So, well, actually, point number one and point number two.
第一个点和第二个点。
Was brotherly sharing to the young work to the working saints.
这两个点是李弟兄对在职圣徒的交通里交通到的。
There is a book called Fellowship with the Working Saints.
有一本书就是和在职圣徒们的交通，李弟兄的一本书。
It's a series of talks that brotherly had with working saints in 1988.
这是1988年李弟兄和在职的圣徒们的交通。
And in the last chapter, he actually mentioned about those two.First things.
在最后一篇信息，他交通到头两个点。
He said you have to budget.
你需要这个规划。
Budget your life.
规划你的人生。
Budget your time and budget your money.
规划你的时间，规划你的财务。
Well, I added the point number three and point number four.
后面第三个点、第四个点是我加上的。
Because I realized that that is very important.
我意识到这非常的重要。
Okay, now for some of you who have gone through the full-time training.
你们在座的有哪这些参加过全时间训练的
？I don't expect you to live like when you're in Grace Garden.
我不，当然对我没有希望你在这地方活的像在那边这个 Grace Garden 那个全时间训练中心活的。
But at least 50%.
但是我最起码盼望你能不能活到50%啊
！I told the trainees.
我告诉那些受训者
I said when you get out of the training I don't expect you to be living like you do now
我告诉他们 我知道 我不盼望你们离开以后活得完全像这地方一样
But at least 50%
但是我确实盼望能不能活到50%
well, The trouble with the young people
但是对于年轻人来说的难处就是
Is either 100% or nothing
他们的难处就是或者是能够全活出来或者是干脆就不活了
So I either give up my job and I'll be a full-timer.
我或者是把我的工作放弃来全时间服侍
Or I take up a job and I am no longer a full-timer.
或者说我找到一个工作，我完全就一点和服侍没关系了。
I have no obligation that the full-timers are obligated.
啊，我这时候我一旦工作了，我就对所有全时间服侍的那些方面的责任什么的，我一点都没关系了。
So I am the manager of my own finance. I'm the manager of my own time. I'm the manager of my own relationship. And I control what kind of information goes in the mail.
所有这四个点都是我成了我自己。为了我自己来管理的，跟别人没关系。
That's very practical.
这是非常实际的。
Okay, I know a question that many young people ask.
我也知道很多年轻人会问一些问题。
I open up Q&A session.
我有时候给弟兄们有这个问题和解答的一些时间。
I guarantee you that that's the first within the first 10 questions.
我可以告诉你保证。在头十个问题里面就会问到这些。
How do I manage my time?
你就会问我怎么来管理我的时间。
And then everybody said, I have no time.
每个人都会说我没有时间。
Really?
我要问你说真的吗？
So I went to the internet.
我就上到网上去找。
And the US Department of Statistics.
这个美国啊这有一个统计的数字。
They do statistics of Americans, the number of hours of free time every day.
他们这个统计啊，美国这个统计局统计每个美国人每天有自由的时间有多少？
这个 they do that every year.
每一年他们都做同样的调查。
So guess how many hours an average American has free time?
你们敢不敢猜一猜一个美国人平均一天有多少这个？自己可以支配的时间。
Okay, multiple choice.
啊，我给你们多项选择。
One hour, two hours, three hours, four hours. How many say one hour?
你有多少人认为只有一个小时
？I have one hour free time. Raise up your hand.
举个手。
Okay. How many say two hours?
有多少人说有两个小时？举手。
Okay. How many say three hours?
有多少人选三个小时
？Okay. How many say four hours? Okay. Listen to the standard answer, 5.9 hours.
你们听这个标准答案是五点九个小时。
Every day,
每天。
Not every week,
不是每一周。
Then it says, those with kids 6 years and under,
那些有六岁或更小的孩子的人。
How much free time do they have?
他们有多少自由的时间呢？
4.2,
四点二个小时。
Average.
平均
every day,
每天有四点二个小时的自由支配的时间。
So you may say subjectively, I feel that, I feel this. Well, you can't beat statistics.
你可以照着你自己说，我这也忙那也忙，但是统计数字就告诉是另外一个故事。
So there was a full timer.
啊，有一个全时间者。
He graduated from the training.
他从全时间训练出来了。毕业了
，and then he works for B of A.
啊，他在这个，他为这个圣经为美国在那儿服侍
，full time.
啊，全时间服侍。
And then a few years later,
啊，几年以后
，I saw his father in Korea.
我在韩国遇见他的父亲。
I said, "How's your son doing?"
我就问你儿子现在怎么样
？He said he's not coming to meeting.
他说他现在连聚会都不去了。
I said, "Why?"
问他为什么呢？
He said he's a lawyer. He works 60 hours a week.
他说他现在是个律师，一个星期工作60个小时。
He doesn't have time to go to the meeting.
他就没有时间聚会了。
I said, well, yeah, I know. You know, the regular hours is 40 hours a week.
我说是啊，正常的工作一个星期40个小时。
So, if you give yourself to work 60 hours a week, then you basically you don't have time left for other things.
所以当然你如果工作六十个小时你这一周就没有时间为别的了。
But tonight I want to ask you.
但是今天晚上我要问弟兄姊妹们。
Really?
真的吗
?Let's suppose you have a 60 hours a week.
就算是你有六十个小时每周的这样的工作时间的话。
So within a day.
如果在一天里面。
Okay, that's all right. Okay. So within a day, you have 10 hours a day.
如果一天你有十个小时的工作。
You have 10 hours a day at work.
一天工作十个小时。
And let's say you have to travel an hour to work, so it's 2 hours traveling time.
如果一天两个小时的这个来回，这个在路上的时间。
And then let's say you have to eat breakfast, dinner, an hour each, so that's 2 hours.
这个
eat
啊、oh, ，每天 eating， 每天吃饭。
I don't count your lunch time because everybody the 10 hours is included, huh?
两个鼻子，对不起。
And okay. And let's say you're a health-minded person.
如果说你还是想健身的话
，So you go to gym 1 hour a day.
你一天花一个小时健身。
Okay, how many are like that?
有多少人是这样子的
？You work 10 hours a day.
一天工作十个小时。
You spend two hours to go back and forth.
两个小时在路上。
You spend 1 hour a day.
一天一个小时锻炼。
You go to gym. And you spend 2 hours with breakfast and dinner.
你两个小时吃早餐和晚餐。
I don't think anybody is spending that much time.
我不相信有很多人是这样，一天是这么忙的。
Okay, so what is that total? 15 hours.
加起来这是十五个小时。
And let's say you sleep 8 hours.
你睡八个小时好不好
？Again, young people don't sleep 8 hours.
Yeah, 年轻人不睡八个小时。
I'm just stretching.
我现在就是把它真的是扩大的 这个夸张的说。
An extreme example.
这是非常极端的例子。
You still have 1 hour free time.
你一天最起码还有一个小时
1 hour
自由支配的时间。
Now, if you're not working 10 hours,
如果你没有工作十个小时
and you're not spending 2 hours going to work,
你没有在路上花两个小时
and you're not spending 1 hour workout,
你一天并没有花一个小时锻炼
and some of the young people, they even skip breakfast.
年轻人甚至连早餐都不吃
I don't think you spend 2 hours and you're eating.
我不相信你花两个小时来吃饭
How many hours do you have?
你到底有多少小时是自由支配的呢？
That's objective. You can't argue with me.
那是很客观的，你不需要跟我吵，跟我吵嘴。
So people say, I don't have time. I don't have time.
就是人都是说我没时间，我没时间。
They play computer games all the way until 2 o'clock in the morning, and they said they don't have time.
那他们很多时间玩电子游戏，玩到早上一两点钟，还说没时间。
Okay. So number one, manage your time.
所以第一个最首要的是要管理你的时间。
And I go on the internet again.
我又到这个网上去查。
And I Google how to manage one's time.
我来再用 Google 查一个人该如何管理他的时间。
Oh, 21 ways, 9 ways, 10 ways.
哦，二十一种、九种、十种的管理。
I'm not going to share with you all of that.
我不会给你们讲这么多。
But it's a big thing.
因为管理时间是一件非常重要的事情。
They don't live a God-man life, but they know how. If they let their time just take them by the nose, they're gone.
虽然他们不过神人的生活，但是如果他们不好好管理，任何人不好好管理自己的时间，他们这个人生就没了。
So I found one website.
我找到一个网页。
And I'm speaking to the young people.
我现在对在职的说，青职说。
So it makes an illustration.
那地方那个统计说
，It says, just take care of the important thing.
那地方说先把这个最重要的管好
，and don't get distracted by the urgent thing.
不要被这个紧急性的、临时性的东西把你给拽走。
What is important in your life, always take that as a goal.
总是要把你人生中最重要的，什么是最重要的，放在第一位。
And fan off all the things.That you think are urgent.
先把那些你认为很紧急的事情，先把它放到旁边去。
I think that's good.
我觉得这是很好的。
It's actually from the Ford magazine.
Ford
magazine. Ford.
Ford.
Yeah.
哦，从那个 Forbes 杂志来的。
So it's somewhat credible, okay?
富比士杂志来的。 是叫复辟是吧
？So it says, okay, it's like Star Wars.
Amen. Sorry.
You got the the objective is to get Princess Lucia. That's a lady. That's a girl. In Star Wars. I never watched Star Wars. But I know.
那是从《星球大战》里面一个女士来的。
I know about the plot.
我知道那个剧情。
There's a girl and a Princess Lucia.
哦，那是 Lucia.
So
公主。
So the goal is to get to Princess Lucia.
的目标就是要把那个公主得到。
But along the way, there are many Jedi's.
在路上有很多，有很多 Jedi 叫什么
？So you got to kill the Jedi's.
你要把这些 Jedi 杀掉。
So that you can get to.
所以才能得到那个 princess， 那个公主。
And focus always on. 所以 princess Lucia.
所以目标你要盯着公 Lucia 公主。
Don't worry, I won't share that in the seven times a year.
不要担心，在一年七次那个特会训练里，我不会讲这个。
But I love you, young people.
因为我爱你们青年人。
I know that will come. It will make sense to you. So the point is.
我的要点是。
The Princess Lucia is the important thing.
因为露西亚公主才是那个最重要的事儿。
The Jedi's are the urgent things.
那些 Jedi 也是那些紧急的要发生的事情。
So you get to get rid of the Jedi's.
你把那些 Jedi 要打跑杀掉。
And always have the important things in your mind.
所以你心里边一直想着盯着那最重要的。
That's from the Forbes magazine.
那是从这个富比士杂志里来的。
我说 ，Oh, I thought you talk about the Bible. This is not Bible.
我以为你要讲圣经，你说，这不是出于圣经哎。
All right, I'm talking to you about something very practical.
我是在跟弟兄怎么交通很实际的事情。
That is, you got to take care of what is important.
你需要先把那个最重要的要搞好。
Because there will always be millions of things that come and distract you that are urgent.
因为有许许多多成百上千的，实际上并不重要，但是很让你感觉紧急的事情来打扰你。
And if you do that, then your life can be simple.
你如果这样做的话，你的生活就会很简单了。
That's why I like that hymn that we sang at the beginning.
这就是为什么我喜欢我们一开始唱的那首诗歌。
Living for Jesus, a life that is simple.
活着为耶稣。指望能单纯
and that's the first thing to manage our time.
这是第一个要管理我们的时间。
Oh, I know this is very, very important for the young people.
我知道这对青年人来说是非常重要的一点。
They run out, they let the time run out, and they got led by their time.
这个虽然他们有很多时间，但是时间呢就一点点就浪费掉。
So first app,
第一个应用程式。
You don't have to pay me any money, just download it.
你不需要给我任何的钱，付任何的钱。你盼望你把这个 app 呀，把这个应用程式赶紧下载。
Download to your life, that is manage your time.
下载到你的生活里，就是管理你的时间。
Go back and say, Lord Jesus.
我们要祷告说，主耶稣啊。
My time belongs to me.
我的时间属于我。
It doesn't belong to anybody else.
不属于任何人。
And like I told you, a lot of these sisters, once they have kids, they say, "Oh, I don't have time."
就像有些姊妹们，我讲的，一旦有了生了孩子，就是我没时间了。
But it's a matter of managing.
实际上呢，是完全是一个管理善与不善的问题。
That's why Brother Lee said plan.
所以这就是李弟兄告诉我们说，要规划。计划你的时间。
You know, I told the full timers.
我甚至对一些这个全时间服侍者说。
I said, when you come to the training.
当你来到训练的地方。
For the first time in your whole life.
这是你一生里面第一次。
All your time are dictated by other people, not by you.
这是第一次，你人生里面这段时间，所有的时间都是被别人规划，不是被你自己规划。
From the time you wake up in the morning and until the time you go to bed.
从你一睁眼到你睡觉。
The training determines the time for you.
这个训练来规划你的时间。
And that's good.
这是很好的。
But that's a control environment.
但是这是一个受限制的环境。
Once you get out of the training,
但你一旦从训练里面出来，
you are the trainer.
你最后你就成了那训练者。
You manage your own time.
你来管理你自己的时间。
If you don't set your schedule,
如果你不把你的时间规划好，
there's nobody else to blame.
你不能怪任何人。
If you don't set the time, you can't have the time for morning revival.
你如果不把时间分别出来，你不可能有晨兴时间。
If you don't set the time, you won't have time to take care of the gospel.
你如果不分别时间，你不可能有时间传福音。
If you don't set the time, you don't have time to go to the Lord's Day morning meeting.
你如果你不分别时间，你甚至连主日聚会都没有时间去。
And in Ephesians chapter 5,
在以弗所书第五章。
It says the days are evil.
他讲到说，因为日子邪恶。
So redeem the time.
所以要赎回光阴。
And the word redeem.
那地方讲到那个赎回。
Is the same as buying.
这个是同样的意思，就是要买。
You know, in Matthew chapter 25.
在马太二十五章。
It talks about the virgins buying oil.
那地方讲到。那个让那些童女去买油。
And then in Revelation chapter 3, it says you have to buy the eye salve.
在这个启示录第三章讲到说你要出代价买眼药。
That word is the same as redeem.
那个词是同样的，就是和这个赎回是同一个字。
In Greek it is agora.
那个希腊文就是 agora.
If you study classical Greek, you know,that in every Greek city they have an agora. That's the marketplace.
如果你研究这个希腊这个古典希腊文学的话，你会里面都看到 agora， 就是市场的意思。
So the word agora means to buy.
那个词那个 agora 就是买的意思。
And the word redeem is ex agora.
那个赎回是ex agora.
That means more.
就是更多的要花代价。
And in the Thayer lexicon, it says it also means to buy up.
在那个 Thayer 那个字典里面讲到说，就是要把它买全部买起来。
Not just to buy, but to buy up.
不光是这个买，而要提前和大量的买回来。
So our recovery version says redeem. That's good.
所以恢复文翻译成把它赎回。
To redeem is good.
赎回当然好。
But it also means to buy up, to hoard.
更是提到说把它更多的累积起来，买回来，堆积起来。
Whatever it is, you have to take the initiative.
无论是什么，你需要主动的开始。
And then it says.Know what the will of the Lord is.
另外接下来讲到说要明白什么是主的旨意。
The will of the Lord is your Princess Lucia.
你要知道这地方讲的主的旨意就像你的目标也盯住卢西亚公主一样。
That's the important thing.
那才是重要的事情。
And you aim at that.
你如果目标盯住那一个。
Then you manage the time.
这样你就容易来管理我们的时间了。
Okay, it sounds not as scriptural, huh?
听起来好像不太这个像圣经一样。
But it's very practical.
但是却是非常实际的，非容易应用的。
Go back to those four apps.
再回到那四个应用。
So that's the first app that I want to share with you.
这是第一个应用。
Your time is in your hand and nobody else's hand.
时间，你自己的时间在你自己的手里，别人没办法。
Take the initiative.
要主动的来，如何来做
？And manage your time. That means schedule your time.
也就是要把你的时间用起来，来管理好，能够把你的时间规划。
Yes, even if you have a 60 hours a week job.
也就是你，即使你有一个星期需要工作60个小时。
Even if you have two toddlers going around you.
就是你有两个孩子，两个小小孩在那周围转。
You still can schedule time.
你还是可以规划时间。
To spend some time with the Lord in the morning.
规划时间早上能够与主亲近。
To have some spiritual companion.
能够有属灵的同伴。
To practice vital companionship.
能够和别人有活力的同伴关系。
To practice all the steps of the God-ordained way.
能够实行神命定之路里所有的步骤。
I'm not Barack Obama. But I say, yes, you can.
我并不是要说奥巴马怎么，但是他说他有一句话很重要，就是说你能。
Yes, you can.
是的，你能。
Every one of us can.
我们每一个人都能。
Even if you have 60 hours a week,
就算你工作60个小时，你还是可以。
You can do that.
你能够做得到。
Go back tonight and say, yes, I can.
今天晚上回去的路上，回到家说，我可以。
Lord, help me to live this way.
主啊，帮助我来过这种的生活。
You will be very surprised.
你会非常吃惊。
How quickly you can turn from a defeated living to a victorious living.
你会吃惊，你从一个被打败的生活进到一个得胜的生活。
It can just change right away.
啊，可以很容易，很快的就发生。
Okay, quickly I go through the next three things.
我很快的把下面三个经过。
The other three apps.
另外的三个应用。
Number two is manage your finance.
接下来第二就是要管理我们的财务，我们的金钱。
I know you never hear me share that in the seven feast. You never hear me share that in the full-time training.
我也知道你在这个一年七次特会训练和全世界训练里面不会听到我讲这些。
But this is a special fellowship to the working saints.
但是这是对在职的圣徒特别的交通。
So I'm going to share that with you.
所以我需要和你们交通这一点。
A lot of the young people, they can't live the Christian life or the church life because their finance is ruined.
有很多青年人没有办法过一个正常的基督徒生活、教会生活，因为他们在这个钱财的管理上是已经被破坏了。
When I say ruined, I don't mean that they're in bankruptcy.
我并不是说他们已经破产了。
I mean they're fully in debt.
但是我是说他们满身都是债务。
When you're fully in debt, you can't do a thing.
当你浑身背着债务的时候，你不能做任何事情。
You're bound by your debt.
你被你的债务捆死了。
I want to apply this in a very practical way.
我想把这个应用在非常实际的一些方面。
A Christian life is a debt-free life.
我们基督徒生活应该是一个不负债的生活。
And if you want to migrate.
如果你想移民
，free up your debt，
把你的债务全部还清。
Now I know that there are some debts that are unavoidable, like student loan and so forth.
我知道有些债务是没办法避免的，比如说学生贷款。
But there are two kinds of things that you can avoid.
但是有两件事情你可以把它避免掉。
And you may get offended by what I bring up, but that's the truth.
你也许会被我说要下面要说的话冒犯，但是这是真实的。
The first one is credit card. The second one is mortgage.
第一个就是信用卡，第二个就是你的房贷。
You know, there was a time in the human history there was no credit card and there was no mortgage.
你要知道，在人类历史上有一段时间以前是没有信用卡、没有房贷的。
It wasn't too long ago.
那这我在不久以前。还没有这个信用卡和房贷。
And then the devil through human being invented this ingenious thing.
你也知道这个魔鬼借着人的这个聪明啊，发明了这些东西。
That you can use money that you don't have.
你可以用你没有的钱。
What is credit card?
什么是这个信用卡呢
？That is money that you don't have.
这就是你用你没有的钱。
You use it first and then you pay back later.
你先花而后再还。
In principle, that's the same as going to a high interest rate lender and say, borrow me $10,000. In principle, it's the same.
在原则上就是到一个这个放高利贷的人的地方说，借给我一点钱。
You don't have something, but you borrow it.
你没有，但是你借。
And you pay back later.
以后你再还。
Now debit card is okay.
如果是你的银行卡，那还是另当别论。
So if you have to live with cards, live with debit card, don't live with credit card, and don't live with multiple credit card.
我特别劝你们，可以有银行卡，但是不要有信用卡，特别是不要在很有好多信用卡。
I'm not talking about something I don't know.
我并不是在讲我不知道的事情。
Some people they just get.Imprisoned by their indebtedness.
有很多人被这个信用卡都已经圈住了，或者是说牢笼住了。
Then the second thing that the world is really smart is that you can use the money that you don't have, that you believe that you will earn in the next 30 years, and buy a house for you to enjoy today.
另外一个世界很狡猾的做法，就是你要让你呀、啊、用你没有的钱来买一个你觉得你会将来要三十年可以还的呀，今天让你能住的一个舒适的地方。
That's mortgage.
这就是房贷。
Then people say, "Oh my goodness, are you saying that the mortgage is from the devil?"
有人会说你是不是在说这房贷是从魔鬼来的
？No, I'm talking about irresponsible mortgage.
我不是，我在讲是不负责任的房贷。
Indebtedness that is out of control.
今天人这个负债呀、啊，已经无法管理了。
If you manage your life.
如果你想管理你的生活的话
，And for sure, you can set aside that much money every month to take care of your living, whether it be on rent or whether it be on mortgage. And then you do that. Well, this is a convenience that the world has provided you. That's one thing.
如果你每个月规划你的生活，规划你的财务的话，该付的房租也好，这个房贷也好。或你的生活需要也好，这是一点，这是为了方便。
Any kind of indebtedness，
但是其他任何负债的方式
，will get you into a kind of bondage，
都会把你带到一个非常不一样的生活。
I'm speaking something very practical to you working saints。
我现在对这在职的讲非常实际的点。
And so don't go out and say that Andrew Yu is telling people don't have mortgage. Irresponsible mortgage.
你不要出去告诉任何人，告诉别人说于杰林弟兄在教我们不要有任何这个房贷。我是在讲不负责任的那些房贷。
That can kill you.
那个会可以把你给逼死。
And in principle,
照着原则上说呢
，any using of future money is a kind of indebtedness.
任何
money that you don't have that you borrow from the future，
任何你手里没有但是要借将来要从将来要借钱的东西都是不负责任的。
And the world is very very smart in designing different instruments and products。
你要知道这个世界是在这些方面是很狡猾的，也是很聪明的，它可以设计出很多不同的套路来把你给套住。
Nobody would tell you that credit card is a kind of bondage. Nobody would tell you that.
不会有人告诉你信用卡就是一个捆锁一样。
Okay, so I'm not telling you that after tonight's meeting, go home and burn your credit card. I'm not saying that.
我并不是告诉你说今天晚上这个聚会结束以后回家把你的信用卡全烧掉。
I'm saying manage your finance.
我是在告诉你要管理你的财务需要。
When you come to the full-time training.
当你来到全时间训练里面
，This church support you with a few hundred dollars.
教会呢，往往都扶持你几百块。
And then there's no, you don't have to worry about that.
你不需要担心。
You don't have to worry about your living.
你不需要担心你的生活。
And for 2 years, you're free from that kind of worry.
两年时间，你这些担忧都没有了。
Then it hurts me when I go to the churches and see all the young people.
但是呢，让我非常感到忧伤的是我到各个教会去看到这些青年人的时候
There are a lot here in New York
在纽约是非常多的人
There's a lot there in New Jersey
有很多在新泽西
There's a lot there in the Bay Area
有很多在旧金山附近
There's a lot there in the Seattle area
很多在西雅图附近
There's a lot in the Northwest
有很多在西北
A lot in the Northeast
在东北这一带
It hurts my heart
真的是让我伤心。
To see them so bound，
看到他们受如何的捆绑。
And everything that we talk about in the God ordained way，
我们在神讲的神命定之路的任何方面。
If you have all these priorities that just overwhelms you， you cannot do anything， let alone the church， let alone the God ordained way， you can't even live the church life。
如果这些都成为优先的，都成为捆绑你的因素。你不要去讲这个神命定之路，就是一般的教会生活，你都没有办法进入。
So tomorrow we'll give a time for you to respond.
明天我会给时，把时间留给弟兄姊妹们来回应。
And maybe you say you don't understand.
也许你说你根本就不明白，你不理解我们。
Maybe I don't.
也许我真的不理解你。
But maybe I know more than you do.
或者说我比你知道的更多。
If you get led by the nose in these matters,
你如果被这些事情牵着鼻子走，
it may not be that spiritual, but you don't have a Christian life.
也许不太属灵，但是我实实在在说，你没有一个正常的基督徒生活。
And everything I share at the beginning of this meeting is vain, empty, doctrinal.
你如果这个不解决的话，我一开始交通的这些对你来说都是空的，都是道理的，都没有什么意思。
Okay, quickly, I go over number 3 and 4.
第三、第四，我很快经过。
Actually, I mentioned that already.
我已经讲过了。
Young people today, they have no control over their relationship.
今天的年轻人对他各类的关系是一点都没有办法。
I'm not even talking about man-woman relationship, male-female relationship. I'm just talking about social relationship in general.
我这地方并不是在讲男女之间的关系。我是特别讲一些一般的社会上的一些关系。
You know, it used to be in the old days in farming society.
在过去的时代里面，特别是在农业社会的时代。
You can only make a few friends.
你只能有几个朋友。
Today there's no limit.
今天却是没有限制。
You like cooking?
你如果喜欢做饭。
You can get into the social crowd.
你可以进到这个社交群里面，有一大群的都喜欢做饭的。
You like quilt work, working on quilts. Quilts.
你喜欢织衣服吗
？You can get a whole bunch of friends that are into quilts.
你可以得到一大群可以都织衣服的朋友。
Instantaneously.
而且是非常迅速的就得到很多朋友。
If you have no discernment.
你如果没有辨别力
，sooner or later。You will be related to so many people that you cannot manage.
很快的，你就会连到那么多的人，你根本就没办法来管理了。
And tomorrow, day after tomorrow, I'm going to talk about this matter of relationship.
明天或者后天，我要讲这个各种的关系。
And how important relationship is in God's economy.
我要交通在神的经纶里面，各类的关系是何等的重要。
But tonight I'm going to tell you, manage your relationship.
今天晚上我告诉你要管理你的各类的关系。
Don't let the relationship run wild.
不要让你各类的关系能够
you know,
变野了，管不了了。
You know the young people in this generation, they're on the apps all the time.
你要知道这个时代的年轻人一直在用各类的 app,
and
各类的应用程式。
And while they're sitting in the meeting.They're having friends all over the world.
就是他们坐在聚会里面，他全球的朋友都在。
You don't know that.
都在交通，你都不知道他在干什么。
I'm sorry, I know.
对不起，我知道。
When I see you looking at your iPhone all the time,
我如果看见你在玩，你拿你的手机的话。
I know you get captured by the Jedi's.
我知道你被 Jedi 俘虏走了，你被仇敌俘虏走了。
So, very simple.
所以很简单。
Manage your relationship.
管理你各类的关系。
You know, if your relationship is only related to the saints,
如果你的关系是只和圣徒没有关系
，the gospel friends,
福音朋友没有关系
，and you establish those relationships for that purpose,
为了这些目的而建立这些关系的话。
Whether you are serving full time or you are not serving full time, you are a full timer.
不管你是不是全时间服侍者，你就是全时间的。
Young working saints,
青年在职的。
I'm presenting to you a very workable way.
我在把一个非常可实行的路陈明给你们。
To live the God man living is not abstract.
活一个神人的生活不是抽象的。
You can get out of an amphibious living.
你可以从你两栖的生活里面跳出来。
Then number 4.
第四。
Manage the information.
管理你的信息。
Well, for some of you older generations, it may not mean much.
对于老一代的年长一点的弟兄姊妹，也许不多，这个不重要。
But for the younger generation.
但是对年轻的一代。
Oh, this is a big thing.
这是非常重大的一件事。
You know, I met a lady.
我碰到一个姊妹，一个女士。
And she was in a wellness program.
You know, 她是
lifestyle change.
她是在一个这个改生活改变生活的这个习惯的一个项目里面。
She said, there's one thing, one therapy I do to myself.
她说我对我自己做一种的治疗方法。
I would shut up myself.
我要把 我把我自己全部关闭起来。
Turn off TV, turn off internet, turn off everything.
把所有的电视，所有的这个网络全部关掉。
And I spent a whole weekend immersive reading of the Bible.
我就花一个整个周末，把我自己完全静下来读圣经。
And then the word washes me.
我就觉得这个话来洗我。
I said that makes sense.
我说这个完全是合理的。
And you know, today you turn on your iPhone.
今天你打开你的手机，苹果手机。
You don't control what you read; it controls you.
你并不是你在管理你要读什么，乃是那个信息在管理你。
It's not you managing the information; the information manages you.
不是你来管理信息，那个是那个信息在控制了你。
There is no age like this age.
从来没有一个时代像今天一样。
When people are information overload, there is no age.
没有一个时代像今天一样，所有的信息大爆炸。
You go to 100 years ago.
你如果一百年以前来看。
People are still farming. There is no such a problem.
人还在农业社会，没有这些东西。
Today, with the younger generation, this is a big challenge.
今天对于年轻的一代是非常。大的一个挑战。
So in the full-time training,
在全世界训练里面
，we ask all the trainees to turn off their cell phone.
我们让所有的受训者把手机全部关掉。
But I know that some trainees after light is out.
我知道有些训练学员当关灯以后
，and they start getting back on their games.
那他们又重新回去玩游戏。
They even play with each other.
他们甚至彼此一块来玩。
I know that.
我知道这是有这些事儿。
Well, you cannot control the iPhone. That's for sure.
你没办法控制你的手机。
But you can say no.
你可以说。
The information.
你可以对这些信息流量来说，我不要。
Now is not the time for it. I turn it off.
就告诉你要说现在不是时候，我不要了。
If you do that,
如果你这样做的话
，I don't believe that you will have no time to read the life studies.
我绝对不相信你没有时间来读生命读经。
Half an hour a day,
一天半个小时。
You can read one message.
你最起码可以读一篇信息。
There are altogether 1,984 messages.
总共1984篇生命读经。
Five and a half years, you read through all the life studies.
五年半，你就可以把《生命读经》读一遍。
And New Testament. If you will do it, you can do it.
你如果做，你就能做。
I know some Korean sisters in Korea.
我知道在韩国有姊妹们。
They came in the Lord's recovery, and they love the ministry so much.
他们来到主的恢复，爱这份职事。
They read three or four messages a week, a day.
他们一天读三四篇的《生命读经》。
And in a year, 2 years, they finish the whole life study.
一两年的时间，他们把所有的生命读经都读完了。
It's not that hard.
并不是那么难。
But with some of the young people,
但是对一些青年人呢
，they don't have the time.
他们却没有时间。
And it's because they're taken hijacked by the information.
因为他们被这些信息绑架了。
So I have these four apps for you.
所以我今天晚上有这四样的应用程式给你们。
And you can download it.
你可以把它下载。
And it's very useful.
是很有用的。
And I don't care if some of you are high schoolers or college students or working saints. It applies to all of us.
我也不管你是高中、大学还是在职的，这个对你来说都有用。
And I begin the message very, very high.
所以我今天一开始的信息很高。
The normal Christian living, the victorious living.
这个正常的基督徒生活，得胜的生活。
But I ended up with something that you can apply.
是我结束在你什么一些事情，你可以实实在在的试，实应用。
And I hope that all of you sitting here.
我盼望坐在这地方的弟兄姊妹们。
especially those under 30 years old.
特别是三十岁以下的弟兄姊妹。
Go back and consecrate yourself to the Lord.
回去把你自己奉献给主。
Living for Jesus, a life that is simple.
活着为耶稣，指望能单纯。
And may the Lord make you one.
盼望主把你做成一个这样的人。
That at the end of your life, you will say, "I'm very satisfied."
能够在你生命结束的时候，你说我真的满足了。
I'm very happy.
我真的喜乐。
I didn't make $1 million.
我没有赚一百万。
But I'm very happy.
但是我非常喜乐。
I'm very satisfied.
我非常满足。
I hope that you would give that testimony.
我盼望那个时候你能给，你能做出这样的见证。
When you come to my age.
当你到我这个年龄的时候，能做这样的见证。
May the Lord really bless you.
盼望主真的祝福你们。
Now we're going to move on tomorrow.
啊，明天我们要继续往前。
This is only the basis of the Christian life.
这只是基督徒是正常基督徒生活的基本的点。
And please don't ask me any more questions. How do I manage the conflict between work and family? Don't ask me those questions anymore.
盼望你以后不要再问我这个如何管理这些冲突啊，家庭生活工作的冲突，不要再问这些问题。
When young adults they come together, always ask me this question.
Yeah, 当青职的青年人来到一起的时候，他们总是问我这些问题。
Well, download the apps and may the Lord bless you.
啊，你就下载这些应用程式，主会祝福你。
Okay, finish.
好，今天晚上结束。
See you tomorrow.
明天见。
Amen.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹，我们还是有点祷告，好不好？啊，这个下面几分钟we hope since we can everyone、
yes.
everyone、Please. individually spend a few minutes pray.
Yes.
Pray to the Lord.
Amen.
And consecrate yourself to the Lord.
Amen.
Of course, when you go home and.Consecrate yourself again.
Amen.
所以弟兄们，我们现在花几分钟有祷告。
Amen.
完了以后，我们有几位弟兄能够有些祷告，加强今天晚上的说话。
Good.
啊
Amen.
So, at the end, we hope a few brothers will stand up and pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Let's pray now. Just、Amen. Pray to yourself. Be quiet and pray to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.